The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk.
Thanks to spiritmotorgroup.ie. With secure online payments, buying your next used car has never been easier. With Spirit Motor Group.
But now, the Minister for Finance, Pascal Donoghue, is to review the TD travel expenses system while COVID-19 restrictions continue in the Dáil. A number of TDs have already been waiving their travel and accommodation allowance. It's called TAA during the lockdown due to social distancing and reduced Dáil sittings. Currently, a TD can claim expenses depending on how far away they live from Leinster House, ranging from 9,000 for those based in Dublin to a maximum, believe this or not, of €34,000. Independent Cork South West TD Michael Collins is on the line, and we hope to be joined by the Socialist TD for Dublin and Rise TD. Paul Murphy will be joining us shortly, but we know that Michael is there. Michael, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
What's your view of this? Now, it is a review at the moment. Heaven knows what Pascal Donoghue will come up with, but there is a push. If people are not turning up, well, they shouldn't get the money.
Yeah, well, that's fair enough. If they're not turning up, they shouldn't get the money. But there is the other situation, is that many of us rural TDs are travelling up. I myself travelled to Dublin last week from West Cork 3 times. Unfortunately, I can't stay overnight. I wish I could, because the travel is extremely difficult and tiring. It's about 350 kilometres, 700 up, between 350 up and 350 down, and back up again maybe the next day. And it's extremely difficult, and it comes at an extreme expense. And I'm not trying to...
Now, why did you have to travel up 3 times in a week?
Well, I mean, first of all, I had to carry out my dog duties, and I also am in the COVID committee. So we had meetings there last week, and I had to attend 3 times, twice the week before. So it varies. From time to time, because obviously we're restricted from attending the Dáil. I'd love to attend to my Dáil duties every day, but I think my record will show. I think I've spoken 25 times since Dáil reconvened, so my attendance has been fairly consistent, and I think if I was fobbing, I'd be in and about around the same as I was last year when everything was okay and there wasn't the COVID crisis. The one issue we have, Pat, is I cannot stay overnight, unfortunately. I'd love to stay overnight, but there's no facility available at this present time, with hotels closed at the moment, so I'm having to travel up and down. So we're left in a situation where I do have a genuine expense, and you know, I even last year, you know, and that goes, you know, in 12 months of the year, and we have to take slightly COVID out of it sometimes.
Michael, I'm just wondering, is every hotel closed? I mean, they have to close their restaurants, obviously. They have to close their bars, obviously. But is there no hotel offering B&B, breakfast in bed, and all of that? No? Nobody?
Not that I know of. We contacted a number of them. There weren't. I personally don't feel overcomfortable about staying in accommodation at this present time in the circumstances that we're in. I'm very lucky that we're relatively, and I don't like to be shouting that too loud in case things would change, we're relatively COVID-free in West Cork. I'm having to be, and like everybody else, having to be extremely careful. You know, it's okay if you live in Dublin, yeah. you'll be able to watch.
Okay, so just to put this in context, you are actually spending the money going up and down, paying for your fuel and so on, and the wear and tear on your car, and there'll be big wear and tear in your car with those kind of mileages. Could you not attend these meetings remotely, because they obviously don't want a big crowd in the committee room? So, you know, the few people there and the rest remotely via Zoom or whatever other technology is available.
And that's what we've been doing the rest of the week, Pat, with the COVID-19 committee. We may have 2 meetings. We have other, like my own group, we have group meetings through Zoom or whatever facilities are available to us. And obviously constituency work has to be done as well, and we're doing that as well. But in relation to the COVID-19 committee, it's a hugely important committee with a huge amount of work before it. And obviously I have to attend to my Dáil duties when allowed do so, because I have to share it with my other rural independent TDs. So it's very important that we would attend the COVID-19 meetings and to get it off the ground correctly. And, that's why my attendance is needed. And it's difficult.
Okay.
I don't know how the minister is going to approach it, because I have no problem in handing up my receipts for my travel. And
okay, so you're happy that you would give receipts for your travel or whatever and claim the money in that way. Paul Murphy of Rise. Paul, they would probably say it's easy peasy for Dublin deputies to offer this. It's not so easy for the rural deputies to accept it.
Well, the whole system should be of unvouched expenses, and very substantial unvouched expenses should be done away with, and only vouched expenses with receipts, like Michael is saying, should be paid for. And that would deal with it very simply, and it would deal with, of course, the reality that, you know, people coming up from Cork or Kerry or Donegal or whatever are going to be spending a lot more money on travel and accommodation than people coming from Dublin. But there is a context to this, which is these are enormous amounts of money that are not for wages, but are supposedly for travel and accommodation. I think Michael, and it's nothing personal in terms of Michael, but I think Michael would be on, in just in terms of these expenses, about €640 a week. That's almost double what people who are on the pandemic unemployment payment, and that's not the salary. And obviously, there's lots of other TDs who are on
even more. But many of the COVID-19 payment people are just sitting there doing nothing. Michael is not sitting there doing nothing.
Certainly, and again, this isn't personal in terms of Michael, but there is a context whereby there's many politicians who are calling for the pandemic unemployment payment to be reviewed downwards and suggesting that €350 is a lot of money. And most of these people are in receipt of more than that on a weekly basis for a thing that isn't even their salary, for a thing that is their expenses. And in terms of the points that Michael is making, I mean, I think Michael is down as speaking in the Dáil on six different dates between the last election. And like Michael says, time has to be divided up between people. You can't, you know what I mean? You can't get more time than you get allocated from your group. But if you work out, you know, petrol for each of those occasions as 100 quid on each date, 50 quid up, 50 quid back, that's €600. But Michael will be in receipt of €9,000 since the election to now, purely on the basis of travel and accommodation, not on the basis of the salary. So I find it difficult to see how someone at this time, given the limited number of Dáil sittings and so on, and the fact that people aren't spending money on hotels and everything else, will be able to spend anything like that 9,000 euros or the over 33,000 euros a year that TDs would be on. And obviously a vouched expenses system would do away with all that, would do away with any doubts over any of those things. But I think that's what we should do. We should just get rid of this system entirely.
Some of the comments coming in, is 94,000 not enough for them for a TD without travel expenses being added? Well, you know, that would be unfair, because those who have no travel expenses because they live close to the Dáil would be effectively earning more than those who had to pay for petrol and depreciation of their vehicle and so on, coming all the way from West Cork or Kerry or Donegal or wherever it might be. But Damien in Athlone says, I drive 600k a week to get to work for the public service. I get no expenses. Why should TDs get that money? With video calls, no reason to travel to Dublin. A lot of other businesses and workers are working from home. Why not these TDs? That's from Joe. Because we heard that the only reason that we need the TDs in the Dáil is for the election of a Taoiseach. Otherwise, things can be done remotely. Can Michael and others not get the train like us ordinary folk? The fraction of the cost of driving. Well, not necessarily so, by the way, especially if you live in West Cork. So Michael, what do you say that to those comments and criticisms that you're being paid enough, for heaven's sake?
Well, my argument is that, you know, that's only part of our work going to Dublin. There's also a huge amount of travelling in the constituency during the week. And that's all, you know, part of our expenses as such. What I'm saying is, in fairness, like, you know, it isn't always the rural TD as he's handled. In the last 4 years, I took no pay increase in the restoration pay cuts, and I felt that was the time for TDs in Dublin and other places to give and make sure that they didn't take the money and didn't add to the expense to the state. But a lot of TDs did in Dublin. And now, when it comes to the expense, when it's going to hit the rural TD, the Dublin TD is coming out saying they shouldn't be allowed to be given the expense. My belief is quite simply, voucher the expenses. I have no problem with doing so whatsoever, and above board, everything is above board and straight. I keep every voucher I get when I pull into the filling station, I keep it, and I can hand it up to anyone going forward. My accountant told me last year I spent 17,000 on fuel. I took no days holiday, like I wasn't able, I was too busy. 17,000 alone in 12 months on just fuel alone, not talking about tires, wear and tear the car, 270,000 kilometres on a 2.5-year-old car.
Okay. So Paul, it's
like the person who said about the train.
Michael has conceded Michael has conceded that he's happy to vouch his expenses and get paid accordingly. And you hear the kind of life he has in a very extended constituency, as well as going to and from Dublin. I mean, you might be accused of kind of exploiting this fact that you serve a constituency which is urban. You're not very far from Doyle Éireann, and therefore, you know, it's making a cheap political point at the expense of the rural TD. What do you say to that?
Not at all. I don't see this issue at all as a Dublin versus rural or outside of Dublin, let's say, issue whatsoever, because this applies to Dublin TDs as well. This whole unvouched expenses system should be done away with. There is no need for it whatsoever to be given Dublin TDs 9,000 euros without it being vouched, and then up to a maximum of 34,000 euros for those living very far from Dublin. These, like your texter commented, are very, very well-paid TDs in the context of a major economic crisis and when, unfortunately, austerity is being prepared. And in terms of the point about transport, I mean, it's actually interesting. We have raised and argued for massive investment in public transport and to make public transport free for everybody as part of a substantial way to reduce carbon emissions. And, you know, politicians from most parties have ridiculed and scoffed at that idea. But the truth is that right now, politicians are in receipt of effectively free transport because their transport is being paid for, again, as your texter pointed out. So I think we should take the opportunity of this crisis and what it's exposed to do away with the whole system, to bring in vouched expenses, and I hope that other TDs will support that.
All right. Well, look, we shall see what Pascal Donoghue comes up with when he completes his review. But for the moment, Independent Cork South West TD Michael Collins and Rise TD Socialist TD for Dublin South West, Paul Murphy, thank you very much for joining us.